No matter how well a mask conforms to the shape of a person's face, it is not designed to create an airtight seal around the face. Masks will always fit fairly loosely with considerable gaps along the cheeks, around the bridge of the nose, and along the bottom edge of the mask below the chin. These gaps do not provide adequate protection as they permit the passage of air and aerosols when the wearer inhales. It is important to appreciate that if masks contain filters capable of trapping viruses, the peripheral gaps around the mask would continue to permit the inhalation of unfiltered air and aerosols. You're not doing a damn thing, in other words. Continuing, the filters in masks do not act as sieves by trapping particles greater than a specific size while allowing smaller particles to pass through. Instead, the dynamics of aerosolized particles and the molecular attraction to filter fibers are such that at a certain range of sizes, both large and small, particles will penetrate through a face mask. Accordingly, it should be no surprise that a study of 8 brands of face masks found that they did not filter out 20 to 100% of particles, varying in size from 1/10 to 4.0 microns. Are you getting this so far? So, what are we learning here? That according to the people that study this stuff, and it has been studied, nothing is done by wearing a mask that protects you from any viral agent. Now, a broken clock is right twice per day. It is possible that a virus, plural for virus, you see, that a virus, yeah, one of them might get stuck in the mask. You might catch a couple of them. Congratulations. Now you have a mask that's full of viri. Touch your fingers to the mask. Now the viri is on your fingers. Later on, pull the mask down because you made it full of snot. Stick your fingers near your mouth or your nose. Congratulations. You've just infected yourself. And you probably would not have infected yourself had you just not worn the stupid mask. Ladies and gentlemen, this is common sense. You see the video of the guy on Twitter? It was hysterical. The dude was running around because he it's a parody on Karens, basically. You know what I'm talking about? I think his name is... I watched it last night and I laughed and I laughed. And I laughed, and I laughed. And I'm going like, okay, this guy is funny. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Vic DiBeto.
I had to get out of there. I felt the coronavirus was all around me. Who wasn't wearing a mask? Who weren't wearing gloves? Some lady was standing 5.5 feet away from me. I don't know what to do anymore. Who do I listen to? Do I listen to the experts on TV or the experts on Facebook? What happened to Dr. Fauci? How come he's not in the news conference anymore? What did they do to Dr. Fauci? Oh, my God. Did a spaceship land in the Rose Garden and take him away to a different planet? Oh, my God. I got to calm down. I got to calm down. Oh, my God. What if the virus is out here? What do I do with the gloves and the mask? What if the viruses are these? How do I get rid of them? I don't want to put them on the street. That's not nice. I'll get rid of it later. Oh, my God! I touched the steering wheel. What if the virus is on the steering wheel now? I just spit on the dashboard. What if the virus is on the dashboard on the steering wheel? Oh, my God. I got to calm down. I got to calm down. I listen to some music. Oh, my God. I just touched the knob. What if the virus is on the knob? Oh, my God. Calm down, Vic. Calm down. Calm down. Easy. Easy. We'll get through this. Calm down, Vic. Calm down. Calm down. Easy. Easy. We'll get through this. Yeah. That's it. We'll get through this.
Wait a minute. How do I drive home? Maybe I'll call Lucy and tell her to pick me up. Wait a minute, I can't. What if I take the virus into her car? Oh, my God, my God. I touched my face. What if the virus is on my face? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I got it. I'll call Uber. Wait a minute. I can't call Uber. That's somebody else's car. What if the virus is in their car? What if the guy driving Uber has the virus? I got it. I'll burn the car. That's it. I'll burn the car and I'll walk home. Yeah, but the virus is out there. I can't leave the car. What do I do?
I think the guy's a comedian. I don't know. But I watched it last night, and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm playing this tomorrow. People got to see this. And now everybody wants to know, where can I watch it? Where can I get it? Dude, I wish I could tell you. Here, all I can do is give you the link to the tweet. This is the link to the tweet. If you're in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, there's the link to the video. But look, that guy's part of our resistance movement. We're talking in underground circles, but now people are going on social media and saying, I'm not doing this anymore. And you that are doing it, I'm going to start mocking you and making fun of you because you're a threat to society. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel on a Free Phone Friday. Radio Free Pandemistan is what you're listening to. Give me a ring-ding-lingy on the telephone at 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Now, I read you the stuff about the mask. I played you Emperor Fauci. There are doctors, Dr. Blaylock, for example, at Lou Rockwell's site and at a medical site, actually. There are doctors that are now coming out of the woodwork. Doctors Masihi and Derrickson, Dan Derrickson, and a video from 2 weeks ago that was taken out on a few boobs said, no, we're not wearing masks. They don't do any good. And then they reiterated that when they were interviewed by the Off-Guardian people. I'm giving you welts of information here. Okay? Why? Because this is an event horizon, and we're already into the horizon now. I told you 5-6 weeks ago that we were at an event horizon. Now we're actually in the event. It's not the event horizon. It's not going to happen. Now it's already happened. They have pulled the trigger on this. What are we going to do about it? This is a question that people must start asking. What are we going to do about it? Well, from where I sit, we're going to say no. We're not conscientious objectors. We're freaking citizens. I'm an American citizen, state of Louisiana citizen, damn it. I do not have to ask permission to go to the grocery store and buy a steak for Sunday after church dinner if I want. I don't have to ask, unless the owner of the store wants to compel me to do it because of his own private preferences. It is his property, after all. Sam, you want me to wear a mask while I'm in your store because you're afraid you may give something to me that, you know. Oh, well, then if someone were to ask me nicely and say, okay, well, all right, I'll wear it while I'm in your store because you politely asked me, even though I know it's not going to do any good, it is your private property. Okay, well, then I'll do it. That's the only circumstance under which I am going to don a mask. It is a symbol of your submission. There was a discussion yesterday on the Barrett Brief Show about we are not in this together. So let me just continue the audio entertainment for this morning. This is the ad for...
I have a special message for the power-grabbing COVID cabal politicians. We are not in this together. It is you against us, and every day you deepen the divide without a scintilla of proof or truth. You decided that the coronavirus would kill more than 2 million Americans, and now we all know that was false. Yet, armed with your false and bloated figures, you destroyed our jobs. You locked us in our homes. You took the food out of our mouths, and you destroyed our economy. You made us and our children wear your mandated masks and forbade us from even talking to each other. You, the politicians, treated us like disease-ridden vermin while you postured and preened in front of the cameras. Oh, we've tried to be nice about it, but you have taken our kindness for weakness and imposed even more of your cruel and oppressive dictates. You, the power-hungry politicians, put America under house arrest, and now we are coming out. We are taking off your masks, and we are taking back our rights. So now hear this. From this day forward, we are standing up and fighting back, and we are making America once again the land of the free and the home of the brave. Because despite all of your political posturing and power grabbing, we are not in this together.
So, we are not in this together. That's the website out there. There's another one that I want to turn you on to, which is, had it pulled up. Here you go. One Click Politics. It says, send this notice of non-consent to unlawful quarantine. Say no to the Big Brother Bill, H.R. 6666, and preserve your constitutional rights and medical freedoms.